We'll take another call. Eric, you're on. You got a poem for me? What's on your mind?
No poem. I've been waiting to hear those Republicans explain call in and explain just how much Mr. Bush is going to reduce the federal government. And I'm waiting. I haven't heard him yet.
No, I haven't heard from any Republicans. Are you going to explain it to me? Do you have an explanation there? What do you think the chances are George Bush going to cut this government?
Oh, yeah. If you're waiting for the Republicans to reduce government, you're in for a long wait.
How come they get away with it? Don't they promise every single time, yes, we're going to cut this government, we're going to cut the spending, and then it doesn't happen? Why is it?
Funny. I'm thinking that maybe Republicans ought to become Democrats, because apparently the only standard that the Republicans have for government is less than the Democrats. So if a Republican wants the Republicans to spend less money and make the government less intrusive and all that, the thing they need to do is to work in the Democratic Party to move the bar. The Republicans don't set their own bar. They just use the Democrats.
But they control the House, they control the Senate, they control the Supreme Court, they control the majority of governors, they control the majority of state legislatures. Now they control the White House, and they still don't do what they say they were going to do. And I do see plenty of hypocrisy going around out there. I mean, I see Democrats as not much better, if not worse. And they both sing a tune, and then they do the exact opposite. And it just amazes me. It's like it's suspended in midair, and I wonder how long can that go on. And it's gone on my entire adult lifetime, so I guess it can go on a long time. You seem as dumbfounded by it as I am. So I was hoping you'd give me an answer, but I guess we don't get one that way.
Oh, thanks for taking my call.
No, thank you. Thanks for the thought.